Hello, this is Will calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion poll. Do you have a minute?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Are you registered to vote in Ector County?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Generally, do you think that things in Ector County are going on the right track, or are things on the wrong track?
All right.
Right track? Okay.
Yeah.
What is the most important issue facing Ector County, according to your opinion?
Crime?
Crime? Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
How would you rate economic conditions in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
Excellent.
Excellent, thank you. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as today?
About the same.
Thank you. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'm not too concerned.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to read to you a list of qualities and characteristics that some contribute to the to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each one of them in Ector County. Natural beauty and physical settings. Do you qualify this as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
That's poor.
Poor, okay. What about public safety and low crime?
That's poor.
What about quality of the public schools?
They're okay.
Okay.
No.
Fair?
Not poor. Fair.
Okay. What about effective leadership from elected officials?
Fair, I guess.
Okay. What about availability of affordable housing?
Fair.
Okay. What about public transportation?
I don't use it.
Okay.
Fair.
Fair. Okay. What about the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
Fair.
Thank you. What about offering jobs, opportunities in your field?
Very good.
That will be excellent or good?
Do excellent.
Okay. What about welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture?
That's fair.
Okay. What about the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museum, and music?
That's fair.
What about having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment?
That's excellent.
Excellent, okay. What about the availability of a quality healthcare?
Well, it depends who you work for, so fair.
Fair, okay. What about being able to get from one place to another with little traffic?
That's poor.
Okay. What about a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth?
That's poor.
Poor. Thank you very much. Now, please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. Do you think Ector County is excellent, good, fair, or poor for retirees?
I think it's poor.
Poor, okay. What about for people living below the poverty line?
Fair.
Fair. What about for racial and ethnic minorities?
That's fair.
Fair. What about for young single people?
That's pretty good.
Okay. What about for families with children?
That's fair.
Okay. What about for immigrants from other countries?
That's pretty good.
Good. What about for entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
Excellent.
What about for people like you?
Excellent.
What about for recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
If it's the oil field, it's excellent.
Okay. Thank you. Just so you know, we're almost done here. How would you rate the overall quality of the life of Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
It's so good.
Okay, thank you. Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve, will deteriorate, or stay about the same?
I'd say probably stay about the same.
Thank you. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, not at all familiar?
Not too familiar.
Thank you. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident?
Somewhat confident.
Thank you. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, not at all familiar?
Somewhat familiar.
Okay. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Not too confident.
Okay. Thank you. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
To move out of Ector County,
yeah,
or to move into Ector County?
No,
oh, move
to
out?
Move away.
Oh, okay. Not likely.
Not likely. Not too likely or not at all likely?
Not too likely.
Okay. Finally, just a couple more questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed? High school, some college, college graduate, graduate degree?
From college.
Thank you. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself to be Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Democrat.
Thank you. What is your age? 18 through 34, 35 through 49, 50 through 64, 65 plus?
35 through 49.
Okay, thank you. Do you have a school-age child living in your household, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White Anglo, Black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, or other?
Hispanic.
Thank you. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Is your annual household income below the 25, 25 to 39, 40 through 74, or 75 plus?
75 plus.
Thank you. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, homemaker, student, or currently unemployed?
Full-time.
Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself to be male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa? Yes or no?
I live in the county.
Okay. Thank you very much. That will be the end of our survey. I really appreciate your time and participation. You have a good one.
You do the same, guys. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.